From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears to be shaky. The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Insurgent commanders, meanwhile, are saying there's little point to the truce while Syria's president continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. U.N. envoy Stefan de Mistura says humanitarian convoys are ready to go.
The U.N. is ready to go. Those facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the U.N. to actually reach those areas, has not been received.
Stefan de Mistura. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for the post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the EU. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reaction to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on the country. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said the American attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. For more on that story and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after several days recuperating from pneumonia. Clinton headed to North Carolina, a closely contested state important to both major candidates.
I have to say it's great to be back on the campaign trail. As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Clinton's Republican challenger, Donald Trump, Thursday outlined an economic plan.
We must replace the present policy of globalism, which have just taken so many jobs out of our communities and so much wealth out of our country, and replace it with a new policy of Americanism.
Public opinion polls continue to show Trump edging closer to Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average of polls now shows her with a 1.8% advantage. A New York Times CBS poll of likely voters shows her with a 46-44% lead, but in a four-way race with two other candidates, Trump and Clinton are deadlocked at 42% each. Consumer demand, the thing that drives most U.S. economic activity, slowed a bit in August. Retail sales fell 0.3% last month, according to data published Thursday by the Commerce Department. Analysts say sales of autos, building material, and furniture declined. The slowdown in consumer demand may reduce the chance that the central bank will increase interest rates next week. More than 120 ocean conservation projects, including nearly $2 billion in new pledges and commitments, are being announced at a major maritime conference hosted by the U.S. State Department. Officials say the measures will affect more than 2 million square kilometers in new or expanded marine protection areas around the world. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The United Nations-backed court has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. The court says environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to prosecutions for crimes against humanity. Officials in Columbus, Ohio, are promising a thorough investigation into Wednesday's shooting death of a black teen by a white policeman. Tyreek King was one of three armed robbery suspects cornered by police officers who say they shot King when he pulled a gun on them. The realistic-looking weapon turned out to be just a BB gun. King died later at a hospital. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.